السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته المفتي عبد القادر صاحب. Allah Ta'ala grant you ajri azim, Allah reward you. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala crown all our efforts with success. Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the du'as. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri wahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses number 43, 44, and 45. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about His absolute majesty, sovereignty, authority over the entire universe and creation. Hence He, Almighty Allah, states, Wa inna sha', and if we will, if we decree, and if we want to, nughriqhum, we will drown them. One tsunami comes and finish. What can human being do? We see in various places what is happening, that there's wildfires, there's hurricanes, and there's floods. You see in Cape Town what is happening. You look at the Table Mountain, the rain is coming down, and then the winds come and send the water back upwards. Can you imagine all that happening during our lifetime in our own country? So Kudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, these are all samples and example. Nukhawwifullahu bi ibada, Almighty Allah says, we are warning you, O servants, we can decimate, destroy you in a split second. Wa inna sha'a nughriqhum, and if we decree in world, then we will drown them. Fala sariha lahum, then there'll be none to assist them. Fala mu'ina lahum, no one can assist them. No ship, no boat, no plane, nobody can save them and rescue them. Wala hum yunqadun, hence they will not be rescued, they will not be saved, and all of them will just drown. As Almighty Allah Jalla Wala did to the enemies of Noah, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah and the ark, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam and his safina and his boat. That's the terminology the Quran Sharif uses. Then we see the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades, how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala drowned them, granted victory to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam on the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. From that time already it is significant. So all this is mentioned in authentic ahadith. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Ibn Majah, various compilations, and you will find the narration there. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ, but Almighty Allah did not create us for failure and disaster. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, through His benevolence, grace and mercy, gives us more than a fair chance. O human being, I made you the masterpiece of my creation. You should be successful. See all the bounties I am conferring and showering upon you. Illa rahmatan minna, except that it is a mercy from our side. We are giving you our portion of mercy. Therefore, did you read today? Read now. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamu Arhamur Rahimeen. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your mercy, whilst you alone, O Allah, are Arhamur Rahimeen, wa anta Arhamur Rahimeen. Oh, beloved Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. We are not deserving of it. We are not eligible for it, but we know you love us so much, O beloved Allah. Envelope us and shower your special mercy upon us. وَمَتَاءً إِلَىٰ حِينَ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gives you provision. Almighty Allah gives you His bounties for a specific time. Just look at what gadgets we got. We got planes, we got helicopters, we got cell phones, and we got air conditioners, we got heaters, and we can just fly and go from here to there. And what people 100, 200 years ago, never mind the layman and the public, the kings and the rulers could not even dream about these things here. Every second person possesses it. So therefore, Allah gave us so much so that we should become obedient to Him and show gratitude and thankfulness. But alas, majority of human beings use the bounties of Almighty Allah, but the time of gratitude and thankfulness, they want to worship idols, they want to worship Jesus, they want to worship Jesus. Nabi Isa alayhi salam is a mighty messenger of Almighty Allah, but you can't be worshipping any creation, one creation worshipping another creation. So remember, we reject that with the contempt it deserves. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has no children, no siblings, brothers, sisters, no associates, partners, and He has no parents. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There is none equal and on par to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the entire universe. He alone, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He is one alone, unique, and it is His majesty, authority, sovereignty. And remember that He alone is the Khalik and the only creator, and Malik, the only possessor, owner of the entire universe. My car, my shop, my house, my property, we are but temporary owners and users. In mansad dwert, anar mansad burubruat. So every day people are dying, and then you see the transfer of the property, the wealth, the budal, everything goes to somebody else. So we all just temporary users and owners. Almighty Allah says, you want my mercy? You want to be enveloped with my mercy? Then do this. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا. And when it is told to them, inculcate the quality of taqwa through piety, Allah consciousness. What is taqwa? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the link was par excellence, and his verdict and definition is mentioned by Allama Qastalani rahimahullah in Mawahibul Ladunniya. And what did Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu ardah, the linguist par excellence, say? Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, to have that fear of Almighty Allah in privacy and public. Today me and you, we are sanctimonious. In front of people we put up a show of piety. When we alone, then so many unda dandas, so many wrong things, the chat lines, the pornography, the movies, and so many affairs and relationship, illicit relationships go on. Think properly what we are doing. So to fear Allah based on the love of Almighty Allah, based on the respect of Almighty Allah, so that fear comes. Not you see a snake or a lion or tiger, that's a natural fear. This fear you develop for the love of Almighty Allah. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel wal-amalu bit-tanzeel. And we practice on the Quran Sharif, on the Sunnah Mubarakah, our traditions, custom and riwaj and rasam. When it infringes on the Sharia, then it has no place. The Shia, the Kuffar told you that you can't get married in the first 10 days of Muharram, and now you find that fools amongst us, that they also will start propagating all these nonsensical things. We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, so we say to get married, to have walima, to have jalsa, all all these type of things is permissible in the first 10 days of Muharram. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qanaatu bil-qaleel, and be content with what you have. There's a madness taking over people today. Chapter 100, Surah wal-Adiyat, verses 1 to 5, Allah praises the horses. They are so loyal to their owner and manager. But me and you, O human being, the masterpiece of Allah's creation, Allah complains of me and you. Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot bohot hi na shukar hai. Verily, this human being is very ungrateful, very unthankful to Allah Jalla wala. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And he bears testimony to it. The more Allah conferred and gave me, the more brazen we became in vices and sin. We can buy off the Prime Minister, we can buy off the President, we can buy off the Pala Pala, we can buy off the Minister of Police, Kele Kele, and whoever else. So how many things we can buy off? We can buy off the Maulana and the Mufti Sahib and whoever. Iqbal Marhum Rahimahullah used to say, Pehle te mufti masail ke batane wale. Initially, the muftis used to guide the people and show them the fatwas and maslas. Abhi hai mufti, mufke khane wale. How many muftias there are in the world? This is Sharia compliant, this is halal, this halal logo. What's all this? Scholars for dollars business. So we should be very clear. Wal qanaatu bil qaleel, that contentment must come into us. So see every phrase he ended on alarm, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bil-tanzeel, wal-qanaatu bil-qaleel, wal-isti'daadu li-yawmi al-raheel. And prepare in this world for the day of our departure. That is taqwa. When it is told to them, قِيلَ لَمُتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ, what is in front of you, وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ, what is behind you. So prepare in this world and send forth in the year after the good and righteous actions, not the vices and sins. And behind you, you leave a wonderful legacy, لَأَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, so that the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will envelope you. اللَّهُمَ اجْعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ, may Almighty Allah make us from those that whom Almighty Allah showers His special mercy at all times, all places, all circumstances. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 3rd of Muharram, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa. Most countries in the world, it is the 4th of Muharram, 1446. Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, and many other countries, Europe and America and so forth. GG, Gaza genocide, day number 278. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Haaretz newspaper writes, Israel is playing right into the hands of Hamas. What it means? That Israel thought they will destroy the Palestinians, but they destroyed themselves. If you look at the exodus from Israel, people, jutlas, haramis, Zionists leaving Israel, 1 million plus. If you look at the economy in the doldrums, if you look at politically, most countries are ashamed to have ties with Israel. It has become a pariah state. If you look at their youth, they are refusing to serve in the army and so forth. So Israel is imploding, you must remember this, and the Palestinians have changed the global narrative with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Three jutlas sent straight to hell in the Golan Heights, we're very happy about that. Whether the Shias kill them or anybody else kills them, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Many others are in transit to get roasted and toasted in the inferno, in Jahannam, the haramis. 29 Palestinians martyred yesterday, majority of them women and children. These are the baby killers, you jutlas, you jutlis, you haramis. Let me call you what you are. You are a cursed nation, and Allah is cursing you forever, and you will be punished forever, as enshrined in the noble Quran. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَيَّسُوا مُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. And dozens of them wounded. They're living in their plastic sheeting. They're living in their tents, and you send your missiles to them. So remember Trump the Harami making a storm again with Stormy Daniels the Harami. He can't remember how many rifles he used, you must remember. So he says, deport the pro-Palestinian students. You must remember that. You can't deport anybody. You're a disgrace. You're a moron. You and Biden, both donkeys and both morons. And the world is making you also the laughing stock. And you have become the laughing stock of the world. Israeli tank crushes Palestinians alive. They see Palestinians. They come with their tank and they drive over them and crush them to pieces. This is the most moral army in the world. These are, you must remember, the only democracy in the Middle East. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. If they put any jutla away, we will not condemn them. Remember that. We will say they deserve what they got. That is what our stance is. The outgoing Israeli general, he condemns the Israeli settlers and tell them, you are causing more harm to Israel than good. So that is what I just told you now. Every settler is a legitimate target, whether it's in uniform or not. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Listen to this. They tell you October 7, Israel killed its own soldiers on October 7. Go read in the Haaretz newspaper. Why they did that? So their soldiers could not be taken as hostages and so forth and so on. So that was their rationale. But what they did, then they made propaganda to the world. Hamas came and killed our babies and decapitated them. They raped our women and they killed our soldiers. You can't prove one incident where Hamas raped your women on the 7th of October. You can't prove one incident, a single incident, where a baby was decapitated. And so the New York Times and them had to retract this article. You see how they lied and made propaganda. But then the Hasbara is the term the Jutlas, the Zionists use for their propaganda. Then it worked against them. Wamakaru, Wamakarullah. They plot and plan, and Allah has his master plan. Wallahu khairul makirin. And then it boomerangs on them. Remember that. So UN reports Israel is deliberately starving the Palestinians and more so the children. Israel are furious and they are negating it and refuting. You can't refute it. You must remember that the world is watching you. Every person with a cell phone is a journalist today, and they're sending out the images to the world. Oh, Muslims, did you ever realize that the amount of people embracing Islam in various countries is reaching 40-50% and more? So remember, it's a great rate that the people in Europe, America, Africa, Asia, they're witnessing the quwwat imani, the strength and the power of iman, of faith, that you destroyed their houses, you murdered their family members, and yet when you ask the men, the women, children, they say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, we still praise Almighty Allah, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our affairs. Who will do that? The Palestinians, Allahu Akbar, we are proud to be associated with Palestine. We are proud to be associated with Hamas. And we're not like the hypocrites, like the Saudis. The Saudis have arrested 60 Hamas members and not prepared to release them. That is your MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and you Salafi scholars who have sold your soul to the devil, you shaitans. You scholars for dollars. Remember that. Why? He wants to appease America. He wants to appease Israel and wants to appease the Western nations. They suffer from a mental, you must remember, inferiority complex. They think that white is right and the West is the best, and they're supposed to be Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. They Khainul Haramain Sharifain. They traitors to the Haram Sharif. But Putin is coaching him because he knows that MBS is an idiot, you see. So what happens is, does America, Europe want to steal all the, you must, assets of Russia? So Saudi blocked it and said, no, in the G7, the group of seven leading countries, you got no right to steal the assets of Russia and so forth and so on. Otherwise, there will be repercussions. They know regarding the oil and the assets and all that. The Saudis can do a lot of harm. So you must remember that. But they do harm for their own interests, not for Islam and so forth. Oil is thicker than water. So remember, one side you got Modi, another murderer of Muslims, remember that. We know what he did in Gujarat, the butcher of Gujarat. Thousands of Muslims murdered and injured and women raped and so forth. So he and Putin is making them fools. Remember that, making NATO fools, making America, Europe idiots. So Modi and him, Putin, the ruble and the rupee is talking. So they're discussing the oil prices, they're discussing arms, they're discussing many other issues. So that is now these people are burning. Biden has a big ego. Who said that? Trump said that. Hey, Harami, Trump, your ego is even bigger. So you must remember, both old men, one 78 years old, another one 81. Couldn't you find anybody better? You Republicans and Democrats, both of you idiots, you must remember, bringing around morons there. So he says, Trump, that no, Biden has a huge ego. So therefore, he will stay in the race. Trump wants him to stay because, no, he knows then he'll beat him. NATO is 75 years old and America is leading the pack. So they're all meeting in Washington, D.C. So you know where Washington, D.C. is. So the White House and all that is. And now they're making big, big speeches, all in favor of Ukraine. We cannot allow Russia to win. We will give them more planes. We will give them more money. We will give them more bombs. Russia says, Putin says, I'm watching you. I still didn't start with my submarines. I still didn't start with my nuclear. Bring them on. I'm ready for you. We got North Korea on our side. We got Iran on our side. We got South Africa on our side. Can you believe that? South Africa, one guy was killed in Congo yesterday. South African National Defense Force. NG is our Minister of Defense. I wonder if she knows what is the difference between a pistol and a revolver, and what is the difference between an AK-47 and another AK. So remember, hopeless, useless, remember that. Go make people good for nothing, ministers. 75 mufatiyas we got. If you don't understand mufatiyas, it means people who are just interested in making money for themselves and their families. Those of you going to Umrah now in July and now in Muharram, mashallah, or any time now, 1446, a place you should visit is just outside Medina Munawwara. It's called Mushaful Medina. Mushaful Medina, or Mujamma Malik Fahad also is a proper name, but it's big complication with that. So you can't pronounce it, many of you. So anyway, it's the Quranic complex. It's magnificent. We've been there several times. So in the good old days, they used to take us right inside and show you. Nowadays, they don't take you right inside. They just keep you there in front and finish. So anyway, where they print the Quran Sharif that are found in Masjidul Haram, Makkah Mukarrama, Masjidul Nabawi, millions and millions of copies. So over a million people visited the Quranic complex in Medina for this Hajj and after Hajj and so forth. So very interesting place to go to. There's no doubt about that. Nicaragua had arrested several priests. They say these guys are not priests, they're politicians. They're causing destabilization here in our country, so they locked them up, all these Christian guys. So there's big drama there, rows and ructions going on. Israel already seized 25-26% of Gaza. Can you believe that? They master crooks, master occupiers, occupying somebody else's land is terrorism. So therefore, every jutla who is there in the West Bank or in Gaza is a legitimate target. The whole Israel is an illegitimate harami state, you must remember that. So African news, Cape Town, more than 70 places, big problems, floods and what have you. Allah make easy for them. Johannesburg, Gauteng, where we are, -1, -2, is very, very cold. Yeah, we got our big, big jars on and our winter clothes on, all the blankets and Charlie, you know Charlie. We wish to sell there in our shop, you know, in a location. So the thick blankets, the old woman used to come and old man funalo Charlie. So we want the thick blankets. So now we're taking out our Charlie. Not Charlie Chaplin now. This is just Charlie we sleep with. So one South African killed there in Congo, I told you that. Very sad story. Today is Wednesday morning. On Monday night, one white guy, and I know who it might be. We all know who it might be. So you must remember, we know who our arch enemies are. We know what is happening in the Middle East and other places. So one of these white guys came, you must remember that. And they came there late at night, 12:45 after midnight and so forth. And they wanted to detonate and bomb a masjid and the surroundings, a mosque and so forth. They didn't expect there was a security guard and he'll be awake. And he saw them and they ran away. And so forth. So all you ulama, imams, trustees, you need to beef up the security in your masajid and mosque. Remember, the jutlas are now coming into South Africa in their droves, whether Cape Town, Durban, Johannesburg, Port Elizabeth. So they were arch enemy, the Quran has said so. So we're not saying that we have 100% proof, but we need that. You must remember to be alert and vigilant as well. So it could be a jutla, it could be a Christian, it could be anybody else. So, but we know that they're our enemies and they're not our friends. You must remember that. So we must take all the measures to safeguard and protect our masajid and mosque and so forth. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, Wednesday, the program, Mawlana Zahid Khan, 8:30 to 9, will interview Mufti Hassan Ali. He's from America, currently in Pakistan, so that should be interesting. 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, inshallah. 1 to 2 inshallah al-Aziz will be. Remember the tafsir of the Noble Quran between Zohar and Asr is Wednesday. Duas are accepted, so everybody make special dua for our country, our beloved country South Africa, our infrastructure, our masajid, our madrasas, Darul Uloom, our religious institutions, and likewise make dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah and the Ummah in Sudan, in Kashmir, in Libya and Burma, and the Rohingya Muslims in Libya and everywhere else, Somalia and what have you. And thereafter, remember that tomorrow our tour will start for Durban Muharram tour. First, we'll kick off day in Vellum, inshallah, where Mona Abid Khan is, Mona Wahid is. 7:15 is Isha Salat, and thereafter Qari Naim will be there. Mona Mahmoud Ishaq will be there, inshallah, and then the lecture. So we should start around, say, 7:40 and finish up by 9 o'clock. So that is the program for every night, inshallah al-Aziz, where the lectures are. And there are one, two other places we are including, but that will not be on air. So anyway, day by day, we'll inform you where we are, inshallah al-Aziz. Jee Mawasarim Kareem, we have 17 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with a quick Q&A, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mufti sahab, just need to know, I kept fast for Muharram 10 days. And many other fasts for big nights for many years. But I didn't know if we have qaza fast, these fasts are not valid. Is all the fasts I kept for all these years really not valid? Because I do have some qaza fast to fill. Jazakallah for a lovely program. I did learn a lot with all your advice.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazakallah khairan, my respected brother, sister. No, your fast is valid. Nobody says your fast is not valid. Your fast is valid. Allah will reward you. But what we are saying, my dear listener, is this. Life is all about al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. Allah will not question me or you why you didn't keep fast on Ashura, on the 10th of Muharram. But Allah will definitely question me and you, why didn't you fast for your Ramadan? Why didn't you keep your qada fast? You are a lady, you had menses, you were breastfeeding, you were pregnant. So it's a valid excuse, but you still had to keep qada. So that is the issue. People are reading tahajjud, ishraq, very good, continue reading, nobody is stopping you. but read more qada salat. Awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abdu yawm al qiyamah as salat. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. That the first thing tomorrow on day of justice, day of judgment, will be questioned about is salat, our five daily prayers. So if a lady or so, you understand, or a man, you were traveling or you were ill and sick, or you missed salat, so now qada is compulsory. It's not ma'fa forgiven or so forth. Yes, you in your menses, you don't have to make qada, but remember for your salat we're speaking about, for your prayer. But other times you fall sick and then you didn't read salat, you have to make qada. So similarly, that we have to start. So start now, my sister, my brother, with qada and so. But for qada fast, you must make intention during the night. Before sehri time ends, so you must remember, suhoor time ends, we must have made intention that this morning, the day that's coming, we are going to fast and so forth. That is called mas'alatu tabiyyit. Man lam yubayyit siyam, fala siyam alahu. Open bulughul maram, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, so many hadith, kitab, Tirmidhi and so forth, that you will find this hadith there.
Mufti Saab, I have a disobedient child who is on drugs. What can I read in order for him to leave the bad habit? Jazakallah.
My brother, my sister, we need to be honest, you know. In life, we need to be very honest. Then only you will see results. How good are we as parents and an example to them? You, the father, whole day you smoking in front of your son. So, I mean, is that a good example? You, the mother, whole day you busy on the phone and so forth, making panchat and talking thus and that, I bo karabche and I am che and tem che and under the armchair and all that. That lady is like this and he is like that. And so the children, they watch all these type of things. So we're not very good examples many a time to our own children, you know. And then we are the ones, we give them so much money and so much free time. We don't give them love and share love with them. We want to buy the love. Give them this gadget, give them this money. So, you know, when we were in school, they used to teach us some good sayings also. The idle mind is the devil's workshop, you know. So now our son, Allah forbid, get involved in drugs. Our daughter get involved with the boyfriend, sometimes Muslim, sometimes non-Muslim. Now we say, please give me dua. So dua, that's the point I'm making. Dua alone won't work. With dua, you need dawa. With dua and supplication, you need medication. So this is spiritual medication also. We have to sit with them. We have to spend quality time with them. Ad-deenu an-nasiha. Sahih Muslim's hadith, authentic hadith. Deen is sincere advice. So we must spend quality time with them. So you must become the confidant of your son. So you, the father, mother, parents, read. I'll teach you the dua. But not only that, you have to share with them. Your quality time, Surah 46, verse 15, the beginning of the 26th Supara, 26 Jews. It's a long ayat, ayat number 15, 1-5, but just look in the middle, you will find these 3-4 words. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Ya Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my children and progeny. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. Read that, blow on them, inshallah, and speak to them. And I've been to so many rehabs, not one I found that they told me more than 30-33% success rate, 15%, 20-25-30%. That if you really stretch it, 33%, they all go back and they relapse. You must remember that majority of them. So therefore, and they charge 50,000, 100,000 a month and more. So you must remember this. So it's not a money making gimmick and so forth. So therefore, we have to teach you. You know, when we were growing up, I grew up in a location. Everywhere the chwala bottles and the chwala things were there and so forth. Our beloved parents, Allah give them Jannat al-Firdaus, they even told us we mustn't go near it. We mustn't go and even kick it with our shoes on and so forth. Why? Some of that daru, some of that alcohol, some of that beer will spill out and come on our clothing, on our body. They brought that, you know, that hatred of alcohol, of drugs, and so forth and so on. I was a young boy, you know, my parents went for Hajj in 63. So some people, they came to look after me, look after our shop. So he put one cigarette in my mouth. You know, so they say, your father is not here, just try it out. So I just put it there, I just threw it away. I said, this thing is very bad, it stinks, you know. So you could see I was very upset with him that why he put the cigarette in my mouth. You see, he thought now he's doing me a favor. So I'm asking you, the cigarette and all that, it starts from all there. Therefore, we tell you, buying, selling, smoking, vaping, all not permissible in Islam. But we take all this as light-hearted men. You say, what he's talking? We know better. So we must be the examples for our children. Remember that.
Mufti Saab, my husband wants me to cut my hair. He says he likes me with short hair. I told him, not permissible. He said, it's only for him. As I wear a scarf, I am in a dilemma. What do I do?
There's no dilemma, sister, when we say that we are Muslim. So Muslim means we submit, surrender to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, to Mustafa, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Go open Musnad Firdaus, is Hadith Kitab by Allama Daylami. Oh, you man, when you keep nice big beards, you see like the Taliban and so forth, then, mashallah, my sisters, my daughters, when you keep long hair, you keep the plaits, the chotli, as you say, you know, then the malaika, the angels are singing praises, Ya Allah, Subhana man zayyan al-rijal bil-liha, Ya Allah, increase the handsomeness and beauty of the men who keep the big beards, Wan-nisa'a bil-zawa'ib, and the ladies who keep the long hair. It's not permissible to cut hair for you. In Jami'u Saghir, they are all the ahadith, naha, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited. Go find the hadith there. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not allow women to cut hair, not permissible. The only exemption, exclusion is at the time of Umrah and Hajj. You want to make your husband happy. Are you making Allah happy? Are you pleasing Allah? Are you pleasing Nabi alayhi salam? So that is the criteria. Your husband is watching too many movies and miniskirts. You see that? So therefore he wants your hair must be mini hair. So from the back when we look, we don't know whether is Eve or whether it's Steve. That is the problem, my sister.
How can a Jamaat enter a casino to spread the deen?
Remember that good intentions do not justify haram actions. Whenever there are haram things going on, then we mustn't even go near that. Wala taqrabu zina. Do not go near fornication, adultery. You go near a casino, you go there and so forth. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Allah inna likulli malakin. For every malik and king, you must remember there are boundaries and so forth, hima. And wa inna himallahi maharimuhu. The places Allah made haram, don't even go near that. You must remember that once you go near, then you will fall right inside. So therefore, it's not permissible for a person to go and he say, no, I'm going there in the casino and I'm going to make dawah tabligh there. You might not come out from there. Just now you see one smart lady there, then you're also jiving with her, you're also moving around and making the moves with her. You know all these things what goes on. So all haram that. Good intention does not justify haram action.
Mufti Saab, is engagement in Islam permissible?
Many things in Islam originally, they are permissible. But external factors nowadays have made it not permissible. Let me be honest about it. My son is going to get engaged to your daughter this weekend. Right? We said now is Muharram, is a new year, let's do everything. So now, I'm speaking about generally. I don't have children, just example I'm giving. So now you must remember, so what's going to happen? So my son will pull out a ring. He will put it on his fiancé's finger. And the videos will be there. The flashing, the cameras will be there. And the phones. And the men and women all will be there. How they dressed. You understand? Dressed to impress. And then you must remember that the jowl will start. Sometimes you will have the women dance. Sometime you will have the men jiving, and jives all this. A to Z is haram, the whole thing. Otherwise, you must remember in Islam, we have special terms for this. My son is going to get married to your daughter. You call that khitbah. Kha, khe, with a kasra, with a zair. So it's a promise from my side, my son will get married to your daughter. It's a promise from your side, your daughter will get married to my son. They are called khatib and khatiba in the Islamic terminology. So in origin, it's permissible. You know, move me too and whatever you want to call it. But what has happened? We brought all these haram things and we spoiled everything. Therefore, rightfully, the ulama say not permissible. Then I have to perform your daughter's nikah. So that day, Mosalim Karim has to perform. He performs much more nikahs than me, Maulana, mashallah. So remember, that is the day of khutbah. So khutbah is at the time of nikah, and when we make mumbi too and all that, fix everything up, so that is called a khitbah. So originally is acceptable, but we have made it, you understand, haram with our own external factors and our own actions. Allah protect us all.
Mufti Saab, what is the significance of a walima?
Walima is an announcement. You must remember that now is a happy occasion, that my son got married to your daughter. Now when they see us alone, the husband and wife, some people might think that how come this guy is moving around with this lady. So the walima is an announcement that no, we are married, the marital feast, you must remember. Therefore he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, encouraged us to do this. A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. We have a nikah program every Friday with Mona Zahid Khan between 10 and 10:30. Any one of you, your son, daughter, granddaughter, grandchildren getting married this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, so send it to us, mashallah, 084-786-3132. We won't come there, but we will announce it and practice on the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, hadith in Tirmidhi. So a'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. No private business. Waj'aluhu fil masajid. You want barakah. So start with the best place. Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. The best place in the world is the masjid. No virus there, nothing there. So you must remember. And then now husband, wife spend the time together, one night together, khalwa, privacy. Then you have walima. So now everybody is happy that now another union has taken place, and it's halal and permissible. So it's a thanksgiving and announcement to humanity that a new couple have got married, and we are not animals. We don't have boyfriend and girlfriend like the Western satanic culture, or animals today, this one and that one. Nay, so that is what Islam teaches us, that we must lead a life of chastity, purity, not a life of promiscuity. So that is what Islam is teaching us.
Mufti Saab, I'm thinking of immigrating, considering you have traveled abroad quite a lot. Please suggest a country.
Remember, my brother, you won't get the freedom we have in South Africa in any part of the world. That you can write down. So currently, what we have, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, barakah, blessing of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you won't get in any part of the world. If you really want to make sacrifices and so forth and preserve your deen, preserve your children and so forth, then the only country I can think of is Afghanistan. But remember, life is very difficult there. For people like me and you, the roads are not 100%. And people there, mashallah, they have got their own culture. We got our own understanding. The language becomes a problem. So my advice is sit quietly in South Africa and remember that, and inshallah, you do all your a'mal and actions that are according to Sharia, Allah Jalla Wala will protect us and Allah will accept us for His deen. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذًا وَوَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah Jalla Wala is the most, the beloved, the one that protects us the most and the most merciful one to show mercy.
Mufti Saab, can I study different religions, Hinduism, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, etc.?
Not permissible. You don't even know Islam. What you want to study other religions? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and with the previous scripture, the Torah, Zabur or Injil, whatever it was, the Master alayhi salatu salam was furious. and said, what you doing with that? So you must remember that. Lokana Musa Hayyan, eh, lama wasiyahu illa tibai. If Nabi Musa alayhi salam was alive, he should have followed me and nobody else. And you want to leave what I am teaching and you want to get busy with that? So Sayyidina Umar realized and said, A'udhu Billah, so I seek Allah's protection and so forth. No, it's not permissible. Yes, you are an alim and you know Islam properly and you are really in knowledge. Then you go study, you must remember all the other religions and so forth. That's a different issue. But for the public and the masses, very dangerous. You will leave Islam and go and join them. Many a time it has happened. Allah protect us, protect our iman and make our khatima ending on iman. Last question, Maulana.
Mufti Sahib, can I marry my mother's husband's son?
What? Who they want to marry again?
Mufti Sahib, can I marry my mother's husband's son?
So you, who's you? You, your husband, so meaning your husband's, so mother's son. So you can't do that, it's not permissible. Okay. So it's not permissible. The way the question is, okay, time is up, inshallah. So inshallah, we'll carry on with the news. And Suleiman Esop is back. And then the adhan, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.